Hallelujah. 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 You are awesome in this place. In this place. Come on, somebody. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know he's awesome in this place, but he's awesome in this place, mighty God. You're awesome in this place in my life. You're awesome in this place in my mind. You're awesome in this place in my body. You're awesome in this place. See, it comes to a place that has got to be personalized. If I'm still singing to the theme of God, but it's got to become where I'm singing to the person of God, by the person of who I am. It's personal. It's nothing personal between me and you, but it's personal with me and him. That you are awesome in this place. You're doing stuff in my life, mighty God. You're doing stuff in my home, mighty God. You're doing stuff in my marriage, mighty God. You're doing stuff in my finances, mighty God. Come on, you're awesome in this place. Oh, glory be to God. You're awesome in this place. See, the devil don't want you to ever personalize it to this place. Long as it stay in this place, you can look at it. You be wearing it, but I'm still waiting on him to become awesome in this place. But I declare tonight that you are awesome in this place, mighty God. See, my worship don't get real until it get personal. Yeah, 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 yeah. You can get spiritual all you want, but it don't get real until you get personal. Ooh. See, the devil can't stop you once you took it personal. Once it becomes my fight, it's my son, it's my body, it's my car, it's my finances. Now it's personal. You can talk about money all you want, but when it becomes about my money, yeah, it's personal now. Yeah, you can talk about children all you want, but when it becomes my child, oh, come on, church. Come on, church. He's trying to get us to a place to identify that he's doing what he said he's going to do. But we got to get personal about it. I got to look at it from this house, not the house of God, from this house. And now I'm in the house of God. But he's good. He's mighty in this house. If don't nobody else shout, I should be shouting. If don't nobody else praise him, I should be praising him because he's good to this house. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, I was just sitting there. Go ahead and have your seats. Go ahead and have your seats. The Spirit of God is looking to break out. He's looking to break out on us. You know, I thank God, and I say this with everything in me. It's not church no more, y'all. It's personal with us. It's personal with you. Everything he's talking about doing, it's personal with me. I'm not doing it because I've done it before. I'm not saying it because I said it before. I'm saying it because where I'm at now, it's personal with me. I got an expectation that God going to do something for me. And then what's so powerful, he's doing it. When you going to shout? When you going to say thank you? He's doing it. Now, I'm going to preach tonight. I'm going to tell you, he's already doing it. Somebody give him a praise right now. He's already doing it. It ain't something he gonna do. It's something he's already doing. This is a done deal. Now I'm walking out what he said he gonna do. The devil don't have us. We got the devil cornered. I've been trying to tell you. I've been putting pressure on him. I've been shaking it up. You know, you got to hit him with a combination. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can hit somebody and they get used to the jab. You got to mix it up a little bit. Go to the body, then back to the head. Come on, because you're trying to knock him out. Now, if you think I'm playing, keep standing still, act like you brand new, and watch him knock you out. Because he's hitting you with everything he got. It's going to be all right. Tell your neighbor it's going to be all right. Oh, glory. It ain't over. Oh, help me right here. You know, I was, I got, I, I was asking the Lord, God, talk to me. Because I'm not preaching for you to be impressed with me. I'm really not. I swear to God, I'm not. I'm preaching because I believe I got the devil cornered. And I'm not just talking about your issue. See, because some of us won't praise because you ain't made me happy. But can you praise if somebody else gonna get happy today? Can you sing if somebody else gonna get blessed? Can you let somebody else get blessed and you just enjoy? Come on, somebody. Now, if you can enjoy somebody else's, then you can have your own party. But if you only gonna sing when it's your party, you're gonna miss the joy of the song. Tell your neighbor, it's your birthday. Yeah. But if that's the case, if it's your birthday, then that means everybody get a birthday. So the day may not be your day, but can you celebrate somebody else's day? Will you shout with somebody else that's going to get blessed today? I want to begin this. The title of this is Something Happening. Tell your neighbor, something is happening. See, when you don't think nothing's happening, something is happening. Oh, God, help me right here. See, I'm already in here. I'm telling you I'm in here because something has already happened. So I know if it's already happened, it will continue to happen if I continue to do what I'm doing. Have anybody experienced something happening? I'm here to tell you something is happening, even though it looked like nothing happening. Go to 2 Kings. Can I preach tonight? I just wanna let you know something is happening when you think nothing is happening. Don't quit now. Yeah. Don't quit now. 2 Kings chapter 6. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Second Kings chapter 6. And let's begin our reading at verse 15. And let's all read together verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, at last, my master, how shall we do? Father, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, I bless you and thank you for your grace. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the presence and the person of your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the hearers, but most assuredly, thank you for the doers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now listen to the text. He said, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, at last, master, how shall we do? Now watch this. The servant went ahead, and the servant has went out in front of the master. And the servant went out, and when he went out, he saw something. And what he saw, that there was a lot of people, a lot of horses, and a lot of chariots. What he was saying was the opposition is against us. Oh, yeah. Is it anybody right now? The opposition is against you. The circumstances done piled up. The stats done built up. They got records and it's against me. But that was the servant. It wasn't the man of God. Oh, help me here. God says, I'm showing you the duality of existence. You got my soul and I got the spirit. The servant is indicative of the soul. The spirit is indicative of the man of God. So now the servant went out. My question right now, which one is viewing your situation? Is it my servant, which is my soul, or is it my spirit, which is the man of God? How are you seeing what you're looking at? Can I work right here? He said, because the servant went up and saw it. See, sometimes some things my soul looking at. But I need my spirit. I need the man of God on the inside of me, the woman of God on the inside of me, to come back and give the report, not my servant. Because watch the text. Oh, I feel like walking right here. The text says, and when his servant of the man of God risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, at last, my master, how shall we do? Good question. Verse 16. And he answered, fear not. Come on, somebody. See, you got to tell your soul, fear not. Oh, help me, somebody right here. I'm going to help you tonight now. See, the word of the Lord comes because of the grace of God through the man or the woman of God. I just happen to be the man. But I don't care where you at. It's the voice of God you're looking for. Because the servant, the man of God, told his soul, fear not. See, when you really got a man of God or somebody walking in the spirit of God, they're going to tell the soul and the situation, fear not. Verse 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. But wait now. Oh, God, I got to help you right here. The servant was in one dimension. The man of God was in another dimension. Because the servant saw what he did see, but he didn't see what he saw. See, when you begin to follow God, you begin to see what God sees instead of what my soul sees. Now, the servant was right. They were out there. But he couldn't see what the man of God saw. Are you with me? I'm trying to qualify this text before I go on. But it says, verse 16, and he said, fear not, referring to the man of God, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire round about Elijah. Somebody get a Lord a hand of praise right there. Give him a hand of praise right there. Because listen, our help is here. There's more with us than it is with them. Oh, you better get with me right here. See, when you said what you said and you agreed with God, immediately the help of God was released on your behalf. But they're in another dimension. And what you got to do is get the grace of God from that place down to this place. Can I just walk with you? Now watch this. I wrote it down because I want to keep it in my... See, Elijah the servant could only see the physical realm. See, when you get, see, our circumstances is designed to get us out of the spirit and cause us to walk in the natural. Because in order for us to allow the power of God to become the answer, you must have a problem. But the problem is not the last statement about the situation. It just tells us what we're dealing with. But the answer is of the Lord. Remember, I told you a long time ago, we are the answer. You're going to have problems because we live in this natural. But we're living out of the answer, meaning we're living out of the word of God and the faith of God. So it don't make a difference what problem you have. That's not the end. That's the beginning for a child of God. See, the world, that's the end. When they get an answer, they start giving up, going off, getting through because they don't have an answer. I mean, when they get a problem, they don't have the answer. But you have an answer. So really, when you come across a problem, it's really a promotion. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. Because you've been to go to the other side of a situation. Because we've been living on one side of a situation so long, meaning that my problem is real. My finances, my body, my car, my job, that's real. But what's realer than that is the answer of the Lord. But if I wasn't in the Lord, all I saw was the problem. Now I'm in the Lord, I can see it's more with me than it is with them. Now I got to begin to speak the answer and not the problem. But I got to get my eyes and my understanding opened that I can see. See, if faith comes by hearing, see, I got to keep hearing so I can see. If you can't hear, you can't see. If you can't see, you can't speak. Oh, help me right here. The reason why some of us can't talk is because we ain't saw nothing. And the reason we ain't saw because we ain't heard nothing. Oh, come on. Let me make it real plain. I got to drop this one off real plain. The Holy Spirit's assignment is to get the will of God to the hand of man. He's sitting right now making intercession for you and me. He finds out what God wants, and his assignment is to get what God wants to the one he wanted for. The enemy's job is to get in the way of the... Now watch this. Because it's coming from another dimension, he can't stop the transmission. It's coming. So his job is to get you out of position before it get to you. Because he can't stop prayer. And surely he can't stop a rekebosika, rambabakanda, rekebosa. I'm hurting real bad. I'm going through something. My child, my finances. I can't even talk. I'm hurting so bad I can't talk. But I can let that bakanda. I don't want to say nothing bad to nobody. I don't want to tell nobody off. I don't even want to share my emotions. So I rekebosika, rekebabandebokosaka, rambabosa. And what's happening right now is the message is being sent to the Father, who interprets all things, and he understands that that's my child. Which child? I even know the hairs on her head, and I know which one it is, and I dispatch an angel to be in transmission to get down there to her to bring the answer. So now the enemy, since he don't know what you praying about, what you asking about, his assignment is to move you from where you going to be waiting on who you waiting on, so you can't get your help. So we're right in a place. We got the devil on the run. Because see, God's been busting moves for us. He's been moving stuff around, changing stuff in my life, replacing, rearranging. Come on, somebody. He even replacing stuff, even healing, delivering, setting free. But the angel of God is standing there and watch. But the enemy is waiting right now to abort the plan. He's trying to get you out of place, and you got to stand still and see the salvation of your God. Don't move. Don't turn back. Don't turn. Oh, help me right here. See, y'all think, let me help the church. Preaching ain't for you to hear. Preaching is for me to speak in the air so the spirit and principalities can know the authority of God is operating. Right. It's your assignment to reach up and grab out of the air, out of the dimension of God, the help that you heard. How can God speak to all of us at one time and everybody else get one individual message? It's because it's the transmission of the spirit of God. He said, I am the I am. Whatever you need, it's in the rekebobabakasa. Whatever you need, it's in when he spoke the word. It's enough power in one word to heal everybody in this room if you got enough in you to pick up and grab it. It ain't no private interpretation. It's the word of the Lord. It's the spirit of God. So you got to be in a place where I can hear by the voice of God that when the word of God goes forth, I can reach up and grab my healing, grab my deliverance, grab my encouragement, grab my instructions, grab my direction by the Holy Ghost, because it's the spirit that quickeneth and make alive. I'm just speaking the words of eternal life, but encapsulated in that word that I'm speaking out of my life, my mouth is healing, it's deliverance. But my spirit bear witness with his spirit that that's the Lord. I ain't trying to get my understanding to me. You don't have to understand. You just got to amen. Oh God, can I help somebody right here? See, because once the intellect get in, it null and void the power. Because sense ain't faith and faith don't make sense. I'm not dealing with this elements. I'm not in this realm. I'm in another dimension. And you got to pick it up out of the spirit. And he makes my understanding fruitful. But I got to pick it up out of the Holy Ghost. Oh, y'all done make me, I feel this coming up on me. Now watch this. Elijah prayed that God would open the eyes of the young man so he can see the spiritual realm. See, his spiritual eyes was open, and he saw that the mountain was full of angels. See, once you begin to see in the spirit, you can see your help. You can see your strength. You can see the breakthrough. But even though I'm not out, but I'm out. Because I see myself out in the spirit, and then I bring the spirit into the natural. See, you can't hold me once I see something. Oh, God, help me. You can't stop me once I got a word. You can't back me down once I know. Because see, what happened is my knower get the answer. This is something deep down on the inside of me that knows, but knows, but knows that my help is here. My change has come. It's go soup. This is why it says, this is the peace that passed all understanding. It don't make a difference what the situation talk about. I just heard from God. And now I'm waiting on my change. My change ain't predicated on what situation I'm in, how I feel in my body, how much money I got. I got a word from God that changes all things. Now I'm waiting on the manifestation of what I heard. The natural realm say I got to stay, and it only happens when I see it. The spiritual realm say it doesn't happen. I believe it, therefore I see it. I don't see it and then believe it. Then that's not faith. That's sense. Oh, help me right here. Can I preach it right here? Now watch this. See, this is a duality of existence, meaning we're in both realms right now. Oh, I'm finna go right here. I'm finna go. We're in both realms right now. You in the natural, and yet you in the spiritual right now. You in the Holy Ghost right now. Literally, you can sit here and be caught up. If you believe what God's saying, you'll start seeing, feeling, experiencing the dimension of God sitting right here in this sanctuary on Delta Street. But you up in a dimension. And then God begins to show you what shall be. Call her name, shall be. I'm saying it shall be. It shall be. Whatever God said, it shall be. God's not limited. Come on, church. God's not limited to the circumstances. He's not limited to the situation. If he said it, I don't care if they ain't never done it. It shall be. I don't care who said you couldn't get it, who been in the way and been stopping it. Once God gets involved with it, it shall be. All things broke, all bets off. Whatever's been holding us won't hold me no more. Whatever been stopping won't stop me no more, because I'm under another dimension, and it's no match for the power of God. I just been in that dimension where my servant was dealing with you, but now my God's dealing with you. Oh, help me right here. See, one thing God says, if you can believe my report, I get involved. Y'all in for a long night tonight. I'm going to tell you right now. Go to James chapter 2. You in for a long night tonight. I got to preach this so that I can get the enemy out. See, because watch this. The physical realm is that which is seen. The spiritual realm is that which is not seen. The spiritual realm is just as real as the physical realm. You just got to learn how to get in there. Can I get a, I need a towel and napkin. You got to learn how to get in there. But now once you get in there, you don't want to come out of there, because you start seeing stuff. You start experiencing. You can speak to the mountain now. You know, I used to have to hide from the mountain. I used to was subject to the mountain. Whatever the mountain said, that's what I believe. But now I got God in the matter. Now I'm seeing mountains move. Now my faith is coming. I can speak. speak to the mountain. If one pull up on me now, I can speak to it in the name of Jesus, because I got mountain moving faith, because I done got into a dimension where it started happening, working, and oh, come on somebody. Now I can start speaking to the mountain. I didn't, oh. Just because you go to church don't mean you into the dimension of God. You got to believe what God say, and then you got to act on what he said. Oh, help us right here. Watch this. See, because what happened, faith, living in the natural, brings fear. And fear, what it does, it neutralizes us, meaning you ain't no threat. You can't stop nothing. You can't make nothing happen because you're in this dimension. But not only do it neutralize us, it also paralyzes us. You get in situations and you just literally stop. I can't go forward. I can't go backwards. I don't lift my hand. I don't say nothing. I'm paralyzed. But then another thing happened. I get in a situation, and if I'm in the natural, I can get mesmerized. Have you ever just been caught up? So much stuff happened, you just... I'm mesmerized. I'm sitting there. I don't know what's going on. It's just so much happening that I'm overwhelmed. I'm overtaken. I can't even do what I know to do. I know I'm supposed to say something. I know I'm supposed to do something. I know I'm supposed to give something. But I'm mesmerized. I'm stuck. It's like the deer's in the light. I see this big train coming, that car coming, but I'm mesmerized because the light got me. If I can just blink, it'll cause me back to reality, at least just to jump so that car don't hit me. But if I ever get stuck by the light, do you hear me? Are you in James? See, there's two sides to faith. I want to help you right here. See, one side of faith is just believing. And we call that devil's faith. Because you know the Bible says that the devil believe. But he trembled. He ain't doing nothing. He just believed. See, you can be a Christian and believe but don't do nothing. You don't act on it. You don't give nothing. You don't say nothing. Every time the church tell you to do something, it's a game. It's a gimmick. Now that's not real. That's not how that go. And now you just believe. But you never activate true Bible faith. Bible faith is acting on what you believe. Christianity is just believing. But you ain't changed. I believe, but I still do it the same way I do it. I still act the same way I act. But I'm not into Bible faith till I act on what I believe. I mean, I believe what God's saying. I believe what the preacher's saying. But you still ain't acting on it. When you gonna act on what you believe? See, you don't really, bona fide faith is demonstrated, it's examined by what you did, not what you say. See, and God ain't even required to help you until you act, because you're really not in faith, because you really don't believe what I told you, because you didn't do what I said. So therefore, I'm not responsible for the results. But now the moment God tells you to do something, and you act on it. Now at that point, God is liable. Oh, come on, church. God is liable to respond because you proved his word. You acted on what he told you. You obeyed his command. And if God be true, then every man a lie. If God promised it, will he not make it come to pass? So some people, we looking at it and looking like God didn't come through, but you really got to check, did they do what God told them to do? Either God lying or they lying. Somebody lying. You don't want to hear that part, do you? But not only do it mesmerize us, it immobilizes. See, you can get to a place that I can't believe. Now that sounds like an oxymoron. How is a believer going to not believe? You can be to a place that I can't believe because what's done happened to me just literally overwhelmed me. It shook me. It stung me. It just actually immobilized me. I can't believe. Then this is where the scripture say, Lord, help my. It's not that I'm a believer. I just can't believe right now. Have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't believe? Yes. Come on, y'all. He ain't just talking. He's trying to let us know he knows where we are. And even in that point, he didn't leave them where they was. The honest response was, Lord, help my unbelief. Right now, I'm in unbelief. It's not that I don't believe. It's not I'm not a believer, but I'm in unbelief right now. Is there anybody in unbelief right now? Okay. You can be in unbelief even though you're a believer. And especially if you never went this way before. See, let me just give you pragmatic. I can believe what I do know. It's hard to believe what I don't know. If I've never been this way before, it may not even be my belief. It could be my knowledge. I don't have enough knowledge to believe. So faith comes by. I need to go find somebody who's already taught, preached, or what on that area and get some more knowledge so my faith can come. Because I'm trying to get faith from the place where I'm at, but I don't know enough about where I'm at. So I can't get into faith because I don't have enough knowledge or understanding that would catapult me into. So help my unbelief is get me some more word about that subject so my faith can come. Oh, I hope that helped you because that's real practical now. See, if you're in a situation, you're in a problem, you need more word about that problem so my faith can come because I don't have enough information, therefore I'm not in faith. I do believe. I believe God can. I believe in God, but I don't believe God now because I don't have enough knowledge about what I'm dealing with to have faith in it yet. You don't have faith in something you don't know. See, some folk trying to love somebody they don't know. I love the Lord, but you don't even know him. I mean, I know you're sincere, but you're sincere. You don't even know enough about him to love him. Watch this. So I told you there's two sides to faith. One side of faith is belief, but now the other side, you in James chapter 2, look at verse 19. Look at verse 18. It says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. What he's saying is, I don't care if you do believe, if you won't respond to what he told you, then your belief or your faith is dead. God will not give you a situation or you dealing with something and he don't give you instructions. But if he give you instructions and you don't comply or cooperate or act on them, then it's as if you had none. So the question is, what did he tell you to do? See, don't confuse my faith with the instructions. Just because you didn't act didn't mean he didn't say nothing. And you only did not act because you didn't have enough faith to trust what he said. So if you really want to get back to the answer, what did the man of God tell you? What did the Spirit of God tell you? And at that point, we can locate whether it was you or God. And the scripture said, let God be true and so now, if he didn't tell you nothing, you can get off. But if he told you something, that's how you get on. So the question becomes, what did he tell you to do? I didn't say, did you want to do it? Did you like doing it? Was it the popular thing to do? I asked, what did he tell you to do? Because it's irrelevant to how you like it. That's the medicine you need. Am I helping anybody? Right here. Verse 21. It says, verse 20. But wilt thou, O feigned man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified, what? By works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works? By works was faith made perfect. So whatever he told you to do is what's going to make your situation change. It's not what you want to do going to change it. It's not what you think should do going to change it. If he's the one going to be the one to change it, then you got to obey what he told you to do. Father knows best. So when we go back to assess, we can step back and look at what he told me. My answer is right there in the word. It's not who's right, but what's right. See, we be trying to validate which one of us is right, and neither one of us is right. It's what's right is what he told us. Now, at that point, we both get in where we fit in. Today is your turn, tomorrow is mine, or it could be both of our days. Neither one of us was right. You know, because we usually try to validate who's right. And it's usually based on which one sounds closer to what we want it to be. But the real question is, what did he tell you to do? Now, if neither one of our answers line up with his, we both wrong. Let's live with that. You know, nine. You know how we do nine. Yeah, it wasn't you, it wasn't me. It was both of us. We both out there. Amen. Go to Mark chapter 11. Oh, glory be to God. Am I helping anybody? Well, I got a couple people up here. Now watch this. My God, my God. See, the devil faith is just believing and trembling, but we ain't doing nothing. Even when it, you know, I don't mess with tithes because people get real funny when you talk about money. But I don't care because money is what's going to get you into the kingdom. Let me give you this one. I won't charge you for this. Money gets you in the kingdom like praying in the Holy Ghost gets you in the power. Oh, help me. See, you want to see a miracle, you want to see manifestations, you got to begin in the Holy Ghost because that's the power side of God. You want to see the help of God, the will of God for your life, you got to begin with the money because that's the power side of man. Yeah. If you can't give money, you sure will never see another dimension because you're bound by this one. That's why he say, will you serve manna, God or manna? You can't have two masters. Oh, I love the Lord. I love him. 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 Love him. Well, it's time for tithes and offering. But what happened to the love? Because I don't want to give my money, but I love you. Well, see, you can't worship God because money is the ceiling for the world. That's what they all living for. They will rob you, kill you, hurt you to get that money. But upstairs in the kingdom dimension, it's the floor. So you can't even get into the power side of God till you get past money. You'll never see the dimension of talking about a kingdom-minded priest anointing because it starts after money. And you won't get into the power side until you learn how to rekebosika. Because now you into another dimension. I hope I'm helping you right here. See, we've been playing church so long. We're trying to put, that's like me telling my kids, you better come up with the rent money. I'm talking about the rent and if I might need a car payment. But Dad, I don't even have a job. You got them in another dimension. Now they out there trying to sell candy and I don't care if all the boxes they get ain't going to pay for that car you riding in. You got to get into another dimension, another level. Some folk got a job and they need a career. A job ain't going to help you. Your rent is $1,300. The job that they're giving you is only $8 something a month. You already show it. You need a career. See, you got to understand dimensions and levels. Oh, God, if I had more time. See, because God is taking us to another level, and he's taking us to another dimension. Now, watch this. These levels and dimensions exist. Because if you obey God, you can be catapulted from here to there in like this. Boom. Because God said, I'm looking to and fro to find somebody I can show myself strong on that others around them can believe that I can. So I find somebody out of the bunch and I endow them, I bless them, manifest myself on them, and then I promote them, stand them up in front of others so they can believe that God is able. Everything can't be in the Bible. Some of this stuff we supposed to be possessing. You know, you ain't going to be able to read every story and get excited. But if I look next door to my neighbor, then we walk together. We caught the bus together. Now she rolling. And she even let me ride. But I know I'm sitting over there hating, looking around the car. I can't pay attention to traffic because I'm trying to see something. I want to see, how you get this? What? I won't even ask what you did because I'm not willing to do what you did. I'm just wanting, how you get it? God said, I'm going to show myself strong on some folk. I'm going to bust a move on some people. I'm telling you, right in the midst of us, I'm believing for supernatural manifestations of the power of God. And I know he's doing it. I see he's doing it in 30-fold. I don't know why I'm here, but let me go and explain it. 30-fold is not the manifestation of my dream house. It's just a house. You know, I was in an apartment, but I got a house. 60-fold is the house. You know, the house we was looking at. But the 100-fold is the manifestation of the glory of God. And some of us got to know what season I'm in, what level I'm on, what stage I'm in. Oh, come on, help me work right here. See, because there's seasons, there's levels, there's stages. That when God began to move, it's moving and it's moving. And it's happening. This, and watch this. Sometime I can't even tell nobody. It's just happening so good, so real. I got to sit over there by myself and just, I want to shout. I want to tell. I'm bubbling on the inside because it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's the glory of God. I'm being blessed exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Now watch this. All blessings ain't a dollar bill. I got my health back. I got my job back. I got my kids back. Come on, somebody. I got debt cancellation. I got peace in the home. We sleeping in the same bed. We've been in two beds for 4 years. Now we in the same bed. And it's moving. Oh, come on, somebody. Help me up in here. There's one thing to be up in there. And it's moving. You can't tell me God ain't real. Hey! Let me shout for somebody that can't shout right now. I'm going to shout for those that can't shout. Preach, preacher! Yeah, 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 yeah. I feel that one. Yeah, yeah. But see, God's showing you that I'm moving. But I'm moving on so many different levels and so many different dimensions. That you got to praise me. You can't tell me you can sit up here and not say nothing. You can't sit unless it ain't happening in your world. It ain't happening in my house. But if it's happening, I got to give him some praise. I got to give him some hallelujah. I'm not going to act like I'm brand new. I'm not no secret service Christian. Hallelujah. Because I don't want it to stop happening. I don't want to go back to where I was. I don't want to live with less than and not enough. Glory be to God. But now watch this. It should be enough shouting for some of us to have an expectation. I just want to know he in the house. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my turn. Oh, glory be to God. I just want to know folks getting a turn. Don't be standing in the line in the store closed. I just want to know the store open and they still serving. I wait my turn. Yes, Because I got an expectation for what I'm looking for. I just want to know they still serving. Come on now. And he's still able. That I can shout him for what I'm looking for. I can shout for what I'm expecting. Because I can celebrate with you. I'm not that stiff. I'm not that selfish that I can only praise when it's my turn. I can go to your party. Is it only that it's only when it's your turn you're going to dance? It's only your turn you're going to sing. Can you shout that somebody else had a turn? Because watch this. It's indicative if they had a turn, you're going to get one. You better act right. You better get your face right. You better get your praise right. You better learn how to shout with somebody else, because that let the Father know that he's still working and he can count on me, because I'm celebrating. I'm shouting that what he did for them, he going to do it for me, because he's not a respect of a person. So can anybody shout for somebody else? Anybody got a praise? Oh, help me. Can anybody praise at somebody else's party? Because I guarantee you, by the authority of the word of God, if you can celebrate somebody else's party, I guarantee it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Come on, somebody. You're going to have a birthday too. You ain't no, oh, help me now. You ain't no mistake. You ain't no afterthought. You got a birthday coming too. And he's a good daddy. He going to celebrate your birthday like he celebrated theirs. He going to bless you like he blessed them. He said he ain't no respect of a person. And if he didn't forget them, he ain't forgot you. I don't care how long you've been waiting. I don't care what they told you. I'm telling you, it's your birthday. You going to have a blessed time. You going to have a gift from the Father. You just got to learn how to celebrate him, even in advance. Some of us only got 2 months late. Wait. Some of us only waiting 3 more months. Some of us down to 2 days. Some of us birthday is tomorrow. Can I get somebody to shout with me? See, you got to learn how to. This ain't no game. It's real. But you got to get real about it. Do you believe or do you just believe in? But then act like it. If you believe, do something, say something, give something. You got to show some type of corresponding action that I believe what the Father said. I believe what the preacher's preaching. Oh, God, I'm telling you. And the God that we serve, your daddy, don't make me talk about him. I feel like talking about him. Your daddy is an awesome God. Your daddy is a healer. Your daddy is a deliverer. Your daddy is a fixer. Your daddy is a repairer. Your daddy is a, listen here, he's a comforter. He said, even when I left, I didn't leave you comfortless. I left you with the Holy Ghost, that he would hold you, keep you, talk to you, instruct you, guide you, even show you which way to go and what to do. Your daddy is not a selfish daddy. He just loves you, the apple of his eye. Oh, listen here. The devil trying to tell you your daddy don't love you. But I'm here to tell you, your daddy loves you. Your daddy's thinking about you right now. Your daddy say he'll come across that mountain on your behalf. Oh, help me right here. I don't care what they done to you, how bad they treating you. Your daddy say, I hear you when you cry. I even hear you when you're whispering my name. All you have to do is just call my name. Daddy, God, Daddy, God. And he said, and I will act right now. Oh, let me help you. I'm feeling myself. See, go to Galatians chapter 2. I know it. I know it, y'all. Y'all should have went home 20 minutes ago. Listen here. You slip right out of. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 2, you hold for your own notes. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to let you go. When you start talking about my daddy, I get goosebumps. I start feeling something. You know why? Because he's been that good to me. He's been real to me. He's been a present help in times of trouble. He's my bridge over troubled water. He's my peace that passes all understanding. He's the joy and the strength of my life. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the one that said what he started, he's going to finish. Oh, you better help me right here. You know when they count you out? Give up on you, won't show up on you, show up for you. But God said, I told you what I started, I'm going to finish. It had nothing to do with what you did in between. I'm committed to you. Even when you act good, I love you. But I'm committed to you when you act bad. I'm committed to you when they treat you bad. I'm still going to show up because I'm your God. You don't get out of it just like I can't get out of it. You my child. Even when you don't even want to be, you don't even feel worthy, you don't even feel like you deserve it, you don't even want to be because you want to go back the other way like they did the children of Israel. They thought they had it better. Send me back to Egypt. I want to have it the way I had it. I know I was in bondage, but at least I can drink. I know I could limit it, but at least I can smoke. Come on, somebody. Some folks just want to go back to the way they had it. Because you know you can get to a place in Christianity, just give me what I had. I know I got shackles. I know I'm bound. I know I'm in prison. I know I'm going to hell. But what the? Give me what I had before, man. But in those statements, I also got to deny God. And that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to deny God. I would take a drink. I would smoke. I would, but I don't want to deny God. God said, well, then I'll never deny you. Oh, no, you better hear me, because there's sometimes we get in places we real low. It get real bad. And God said, but I still don't deny you. I still won't quit on you. God, I don't even feel worthy. I don't deserve it. But you, I didn't say you did. But I did say you're worth it. Oh, help me right here. He didn't say you was worthy. It ain't your merits that got you what you got. It's the grace of God. It's what he thinks about you, not what you think about you. Quit grading your own paper. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Are you there? Watch this. Verse 13. Can I talk right here, right here, right here? I'm going to let you go home. Verse 13. And we having the same spirit of faith, according as it written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Why? Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus raised us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Now watch this. The same power that raised Jesus is the same power that's going to get you out of your situation. Now watch this. I'm going to just throw this at you. I told you I ain't charging y'all, but y'all should do a little something for the Lord. Watch this. Jesus, oh, Holy Ghost, this Holy Ghost. Jesus was dead, buried, crucified, and he rose, right? Is that right? Jesus didn't raise until after he was crucified. Crucifixion is a broken death process, meaning it's a trauma, it's a circumstantial event that took place. But resurrection power didn't come until he was crucified. The power of God ain't gonna come until you in a crucified situation. Wherever you at right now, whatever's going on, and it's just that detrimental, it's just that serious, it's like it's over, but you really in a position for a resurrection anointing. Because you have to have a crucifixion to validate a resurrection. It's got to die. The Bible says, except the seed go into the ground and abide alone. It's got to die. Don't think death is final, because it ain't for a child of God. Just like in the natural, it's in the spirit. And watch this. Oh, glory, I hear this. He was in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Your crucifixion experience looked like it's dead and it's over. But it's in a resurrection position. Glory, hear me right here. Your crucifixion situation, you're going to have to let it die. Go in the ground. Oh, help me somebody. This is a word from God. It's got to hit the ground and die. Experience the death process to be a candidate for a resurrection. Tell your neighbor, it ain't over. God, I hear that in the Holy Ghost. It ain't over. You know, it ain't over. I'm telling you right now, it ain't over. Because listen, that's why the man of God, the spirit of God, see, the singer that came Sunday was not playing, but it was the Lord's will. Because the title of his thing is, It Ain't Over. God trying to tell you it ain't over, but you got to experience the death process. Some things got to die. So it can be resurrected under the authority of God. You can love again. It ain't over. But you got to die from the last love. Oh, help me right here, preacher. Preacher! Preacher! Because see, some of us living with two lovers. I know they gone, but they ain't gone. Because they was never dead. They still in my mind, in my memory. They still in my imagination. But I got the experience of death. Meaning it's got to die. In order for it to live, it's got to die. Romeo must die. Boy, I'm preaching better than y'all shouting. See, the Holy Ghost know how to come through and help you now. See, too many folks think this is entertainment. We under the unction of God. Everything I say is by the authority of the voice of God. And you got to reach up and grab yours, whether it's your finances, your marriage, your body, your kids, your job, your career. Some stuff got to die so it can live again, so you can have the resurrection anointing that you're expecting. But long as I keep holding on to the old, I never experience the new. That's why he said you can't put old wine in new skin. I told you a couple weeks ago, the anointing that God is trying to put in you, you're trying to fit it in the old container. God say, I'm upgrading you. I even got to give you a new container. Because what I'm trying to put in you now won't fit in the old. You on another level in another dimension. And you still walking around with that old can. They don't even use that can no more. You ever had an item that when you went back to get it repaired, they told you that item is delete, doc. It's either going to live or die. Because ain't nothing else we can do with it. We don't work it like that no more. God said, I've upgraded you. It ain't just your shouting and your praising. I took you to another dimension while you... Oh, help me right here. Because remember I told you in 1 Samuel chapter 9 that when the man of God said yes, and the scripture says, and soon as he said yes, his heart changed. That's Bible. The moment you said yes, you went to another dimension and you didn't know it. And because it's in the spirit, God is catching you up with what he took you up in. You're in another place in God now. Your yes took you to another place. Your yes took you to another dimension. Now you're working from another level. All things become possible again. That's why you experiencing breakthroughs when it was damned. You remember the situation was damned, not just in your finances, but even in your spirit. Our spirit was damned. Meaning it was blocked up, clogged up, couldn't get nothing out, couldn't get nothing in. And now the Holy Ghost done opens you up. There's a flow going on. I've got manna coming in and manna going out. I got revelation coming in and revelation coming out. I got joy coming in and joy coming out. I got hope coming in and hope going out. Now I'm focusing my hope on a dead sight. I put my joy on a dead situation. Whatever dead now, I go put my hope back on it. Put my joy on it because I'm working with something now. And now I'm calling those things which be not as though they were. I'm calling those things to quicken and come alive. I'm laying hands on myself in the name of Jesus because I'm alive again. He's alive on the inside of me. And watch this. Everything that looked wrong with me ain't wrong with me. It's what he's making right in me. It ain't nothing wrong with me. He's making stuff right in me. Oh, help me somebody. He's working stuff. You got the devil cornered. Quit playing games with yourself. You're trying to look at this from the servant's position when you got to look at it from the holy man of God's position. You in another dimension, and there's more with us than it is with them. There's more help than it is my problems. There's more. Oh, you better come on with me here. See, the enemy been having us to look from the servant position. I've been looking from a helpless position, but I got more help than necessary. I got enough help to help somebody, because listen here, the Lord is my help and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I fear? And he said, whosoever and whatsoever shall come up against me. Oh, glory be to God. I'm preaching myself happy. I'm preaching myself happy because I'm in another dimension. I don't care what it looked like. I got problems. I got kid problems. I got ministry problems. But I got a God that's bigger than my problems. I'm not going to let the devil bring me back down to the servant's mentality that all I see is what I'm looking at. I got to stay in the realm that all things is possible. I got to stay in the realm that I'm calling the things that are crooked straight. I got to stay in the realm that I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. I got to stay in the realm that I got more than I need. I got enough to be a blessing. I got to stay in the realm that my whole household is healed, healthy, blessed, and prosperous. I'm in a realm that I can call those things because I'm in the faith of the Son of the living God. I'm not worried about what it looked like. I'm not worried about what they're talking about. I'm not worried about how I feel. I'm not worried about what they say. I'm not worried about what they told me. I'm here to tell you. I'm not letting my problem talk to me. I'm walking up to my problem and I'm telling it, in the name of Jesus, you got 45 days and you're out of here. And some of my problems, tonight is your night. You out of here tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can anybody bless the Lord right now? Hallelujah. Can anybody praise him right now? Hallelujah. And listen. I'm going to let you go. Some of our problems just came because they're trying to stop a move of God. Let me just give you my notes, and I'm really gone. I know it, but watch this. See, defeat comes when you look back. Oh, help me right here. God says some of us don't go back to nothing. Keep going forward. Defeat comes when you look back. Discouragement comes when you look down. Some of us just looking down. We walking around like this. That's so you already discouraged. So defeat comes when I look back. Discouragement comes when I look down. But watch this. Distraction comes when I look around. Quit looking at everybody else's stuff. They stuff ain't your stuff. They problem ain't your problem. They just because it looked like we got the same, we ain't got the same problem, doggone. So defeat come when I look back. Discouragement come when I look around. Oh, help me here. God's grace is sufficient. God's moving when you don't know he's moving. So defeat comes when I look back. Discouragement comes when I look down. Distraction comes when I look around. But deliverance comes when I look up. See, I got to look up unto the hill for which cometh my help. I got to believe the report of the Lord. I got to keep saying what God's saying. I don't care if you don't have it. Keep saying it. I don't care if they you keep saying it. And watch this. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue, you bring stuff out of the spirit into the natural by what you speak. Yes. Don't worry about what they saying, but it better not come out of your mouth. I don't care if they told you it ain't gonna never happen. I'm telling you it will happen. Because life and death is in the power of your tongue, not theirs. They don't have my life. God got my life. I got to keep saying what God said. And this is an automatic truth. The devil will never have the last word on your life. Because you're a child of God. God always has the last word. Now, if God told you it's over, pack your bags and get up. But if God ain't told you it's over, you keep saying what God said. And I'm here to tell you, against all odds, the manifestation will come in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father, and we thank you. Glory be to God. Father, we're standing here as your sons and daughters, and we believe the report of the Lord. Not only, Father, do we believe, but I declare we will be 100% actors, not pretenders, but we would act on everything you tell us to do. I thank you. Money don't have us. We got money. Money is not limiting us from obeying you. We are givers and beyond. But not only that, we obey. God, whatever you tell us to do, we will obey. And we'll start seeing manifestations of the power of God. I'm talking about signs, miracles, and wonders. Follow them that believe, not just say they believe, but them that did what you told them to do. They will manifest what you said. That's how we know the true believers. Not who go to church, but those that manifest the glory. Father, I bless you right now. Every household, every individual, every man, every woman, every child. I release this anointing afresh and anew that we are recipient. We got a spirit of obedience. Not just obey one time, but God, we got a spirit of obedience. We obey every time that God, we just live here. This is the air we breathe, God. This is the dimension we live in. All things is possible, God. All things become real. There's nothing too hard for us because we believe in the glory and the report of the living God. And God, I thank you for being a God that cannot lie. And God, I bless you that you would trust us with this anointing. That from this day forward, God, we'll see the glory of God in outbreaks. What people said can't happen will begin to happen. What people said wouldn't happen shall happen. I'm talking about even on those that don't look like it's supposed to happen. You're going to show the glory of God. So I thank you. I praise you. And I released it finally as the authority of the man of God and the spirit of God. I released this upon the people of God in Jesus' wonderful and mighty name, and all that believed in that prayer say amen, amen. And amen. Give the Lord a thunderous praise.